It's a little cloudy in Nashville this morning, 67 degrees. The current temperature in Nashville, we do expect it to clear up, be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-80s. Not quite as hot as it had been and not quite as humid today either. Just a little bit of a break. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Nashville's Metro Council passed the city's first set of regulations for data centers on Tuesday, and that limits where data centers can be built based on facility size and energy use, how much noise they can produce, and how often they can use on-site fossil fuel generation. The council also passed a moratorium on all new data center permits until December 1st. Mayor Freddie O'Connell says this will give the council time to set up more rules.
This was a pretty thoughtful response. We have until December to look at if we're going to make any adjustments to the regulatory framework. And, you know, we have an executive order that has now got all departments sort of looking at this issue comprehensively.
The council also advanced legislation from O'Connell. The mayor aims to use eminent domain to buy the site where data center developer DC Blocks plans to build a facility just a short distance from the Nashville Zoo. DC Blocks bought the more than 20-acre property last week for $23 million. The new regulations passed on Tuesday probably will not apply to this project unless Nashville's Board of Zoning Appeals finds the initial permit to be deficient. Otherwise, to successfully intervene via eminent domain, the city will have to prove to a court that seizing the DC Blocks property is necessary. Well, Rutherford County needs more jail space. The county commission has given the green light to move forward with an attempt to start from scratch with an entirely new comprehensive public safety facility. The jail, sheriff's office, and other related services on one campus. But officials want to build it on land that the county does not currently own. The commission authorized an attempt to purchase a 53-acre plot on South Church Street. News Channel 5 reports an attorney representing the property owner spoke at the meeting saying that the $18 million the county is likely to present as its best offer is well below fair market value for the property. If the owners don't want to sell, the county could try to take it by eminent domain. Members are split on whether they would be okay with taking that approach. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station 90.3 WPLN News. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. And also there you can find today's episode of the Nashville Ledger podcast, which gets into how eminent domain works in Tennessee, given that we have conversation about it happening in both Nashville and in Rutherford County right now, as we just heard in that newscast. So you can find that at WPLN.org or search for the Nashville Ledger podcast on your favorite podcasting app.